Well, hello again. Welcome to the DS106 Zone Lowdown, recording number 13, coming to you on June 1st, 2013, time in Saudi Arabia, 9:22. Have to send out a big thank you to Ben Rhymes. You might know him on the Twitter as Tech Savvy Ed, an open online participant who's been involved in DS106 for quite a long time. And this was an assignment that he did today, make your own ringtone, and he used the GarageBand application on a mobile device and riffed with the Twilight Zone theme and sort of built his own thing out of it. I really got a kick out of that, and you might have heard me mention the GarageBand application a couple of days ago. I did download it, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it. And, well, frankly, I'm not a musical kind of person. I don't play any instruments. I can't read music. Certainly can't compose it. So it seems like this application is more designed for musically inclined folks. But with Ben's blog post and his description of how he did it, it seems straightforward enough that I might even be able to do it. So I'm going to reread the blog post, and once I get a little bit of free time, I might try to make my very own ringtone. And you can too. This one, I think, will definitely be a short one tonight. It's been a tough day. It's been a tough 12 days of trying to get an audio recording every day out here as a lowdown. But today the weather has really shifted. It was 45 degrees Celsius, and if you're still on the Fahrenheit system, that comes in at about 113 degrees, and this is a big jump from what it has been. It had been nibbling 39, 40, 41, which is the low hundreds, but today really made a difference, and I just stepped outside to run to the store to get some milk, and it still feels like it's in the mid-90s and getting a little muggy, so can you imagine? Somebody on the blog somewhere said that I'm in Bahrain. Actually, I'm not. Bahrain is right next to where I am in Saudi Arabia. If you look on the map, you can see the little island country of Bahrain, where I live in the Dammam Khobar area, is right across the water. It's in Saudi Arabia's eastern province. But the point of this thing isn't for me to tell you where I am and what the weather's like, as much fun as that is. Rather, I've actually got what I wrote down this morning as an alert, an Audacity alert. An urgent announcement, and that's all I'm going to focus on for the remaining time. And just as yesterday there was the vexing issue of getting the lame lib so you can do the MP3 encoding, this is one that students always stumble over. And when I taught the class, it's something that I spent 15 or 20 minutes when first introducing Audacity telling the guys, do this and this won't happen to you. But if you don't do this, you're liable to lose everything. And every quarter, students wouldn't do it, and they lost their stuff. I've lost the stuff, too. I know that feeling. And by losing the stuff, I mean you lose all of your work. You lose the whole project. And it's all in the nature of way Audacity puts the files together in what's called a project file. Think back to Photoshop or GIMP. When you do save, for Photoshop, it will make a PSD file. And for GIMP, I think it's an XCF. Now, these aren't actually the images that you put up on the internet. These are the program files, the project files. It has all of the instructions and all of the filters you've used, as well as the original image and any modifications you've done to it. Same thing with Audacity and all of the audio editors. Each one does it a slightly different way. But when you do save in Audacity, it gives you an alert the first time it does it that you're saving in an Audacity project file. And the file extension is AUP. And whatever you name the file, that's what it will get. So, for example, if you called it Twilight Zone Test, it would be twilightzonetest.aup. What it also creates is something called the data folder. And that would have the name twilightzonetest_data or something like that. I don't have the exact nomenclature of it. But if you've played with Audacity, you've seen this. Now, these two things need to always be together because the AUP is just a very small little text file that has the commands and the reference points for where all everything is. And in that data folder is all of the audio. Although the way Audacity does it is kind of a funky way. It slices everything into little tiny slivers of sound. And these little files have the AU file extension, which we don't need to worry about, but that's what you'll see if you dig into the data folder. Don't touch anything in there. Don't move anything in there. Do not rename anything in there. If you do, when you try to reopen the project file, stuff will be missing and things will go wrong. Now what happens is, and what I've told the students, when you first save your project file, make a new folder and then save it in there. So then you'll have the AUP file plus the data folder, because these guys always have to go together. And what happens is a student would be working in lab, or they've got Audacity on their home computer, and they do their work, and they say, well, I'm going to go back to school and work at school. So they just put the AUP file on the thumb drive, and they leave the data at home. And then when they try to open that AUP file, they get an error message. It won't work. So that's why people working with audio, with Audacity, keep the AUP file and the data folder together. Don't futz around with changing the names. Don't try to move the location of one, because they're very integrally linked together. Put them in a folder and name this your super project, or whatever you want to call it, your radio show. It's especially the case if you're handing your work over to somebody else, and it's going to be tricky to transfer your Audacity projects over the internet. The way to do that, I would recommend, would be to, again, you have that enclosing folder, compress that with zip, and that's probably the best way to do it. Another way to do it, if you're understanding what I'm saying, would be to export all of your work as a wave and just send the wave to your buddy, and then your buddy can work on the wave. But I'll have more to say about these things in the coming days. I just want everybody to be aware of this with the Audacity projects. There's a difference between saving and exporting. When you save, you create the project file, and the project file must always be together with the folder. And when you export, you're doing either a WAV or an MP3. But you can only do an MP3 if you've downloaded the lame lib, which was mentioned yesterday. I do have a link to the Audacity website where they talk about this, and there are links to further information once you go there. It's worth checking out. And also there will be a link to Ben's wonderful blog post in which he tells you how you can make a ringtone of your own if you've got the GarageBand application. So let's consider this DS-106 zone lowdown number 13 finished in under 10 minutes, and I will look forward to talking to you tomorrow. So long.